Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single family homes all the way up to 600 plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Good morning and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I've got a great show for you today. Today's show is actually the first in a two-part series. So on this first show, I'll be bringing on two guests, newer members at Lifestyles Unlimited, but nevertheless, members that have actually quite a bit of experience already in real estate investing. They've got a great story. You're going to want to hear this. They've got a great story and a lot of good information, really, that can help you, whether you're just getting started or maybe you're even the more experienced investor. Like I said, they've got a good track record already. We're going to hear, you know, about their growth, things they've learned, perhaps on their own. And then, of course, since joining as members at Lifestyles Unlimited and how the mentoring at Lifestyles has helped, you know, already experienced investors like these. That's today, part one. And then for part two in the series, and that's actually later today as well, I'll be bringing on Lori, who is their mentor at Lifestyles Unlimited, to hear about the mentoring in general, but then also to hear how she works with members like these two to help them grow. Now, if you miss any part of this show or maybe miss the second show, you can always go out to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, go to the podcasts. These will be archived there probably midweek or so. And before I bring them on, let me add, I've never met these guests. Mark and Julie are going to be my guests, but like I said, I know they have a great story. Why? How do I know that? Well, I saw them present at one of our case studies. I don't remember when this was. Mark and Julie, you can maybe refresh my memory. It was sometime back in the heyday, the rough days of 2020, but I saw them present there and, like I said, learned about their story. Took away some inspiration because, like me, they are experienced. I could learn something. I did learn stuff from these guys. So very important point there is our case studies are great no matter where you are on your trajectory there for your investing. So Mark and Julie, without further ado, I'd like to bring you on. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, and thanks for joining me so early. We were just chatting quickly ahead of the show. We're waiting for snow here in the Metroplex. We'll see how that goes. You guys are in DFW, as am I. And I guess just to kick it off, if you guys could maybe give us a little background, tell us about yourselves, what you were doing before, you know, how you've progressed a little bit. Give us a story, if you would.
Sure, happy to do it. First of all, Julie and I just celebrated our 30th anniversary.
Oh, congratulations. So,
We've been down the path of life for quite some time together now, and because of things like Lifestyles and such, it's only getting better, so we're super, super grateful. We both came from the corporate world. We're both UTA graduates, her in accounting, me in finance, and we took corporate jobs, and I was in working for a mortgage company, learned a few things about property tax sell auctions. Julie was in one of the big six CPA firms in public accounting. And we have been doing that for quite some time, and I turned entrepreneur back in 1995. My thought was, well, I want to give this road a try, you know, because I want to see where it might lead. So I turned entrepreneur back in 1995, and along the way, we started buying properties. So the first one was 2008, and I had some experience in learning about tax sale auctions. So I went to a tax sale auction, and it was the fourth auction. I finally bought a property. I was shocked when I actually bought it, called Julie. I said, hey, guess what? We own another house. Probably we ought to go take a look at it. Julie could probably tell you a little bit more about that experience.
How was that, Julie?
I was shocked because I had never been through the tax sale auction process before. And I remember exactly where I was sitting when I received that call. We were actually heading out for vacation the next week. So we just bought this property, took our girls to Disney World, and then we came back, looked at it, and then we had to figure out what to do with it. As Mark said, we didn't have the opportunity to look at it ahead of time because of how the tax sales work. So we drive up to this property, we break into the house. It was our house to break into, but there were no keys. And it was, there were plants growing in it, the copper was taken out, all of that. So that was our start in the real estate market. And I'll let Mark take it from here, what he had to do.
And let me just send a quick note there. We talk on the show a lot about foreclosures. The tax sale is similar to that. It's where folks haven't paid their property taxes, and eventually the county says, you know what, that's it. We're gonna take back your house. You owe us too much at this point, and they then offer that for sale to account for those taxes.
Right.
So an alternative to foreclosure. So yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Sure. Well, we picked up that property, and you know, I looked at it, and what drove the transaction was my frustration and any rates of return we were getting from money market accounts or from the bank. I looked at the end of the year statement. I thought, this is ridiculous. Let's at least try to do something better than what we are getting from the bank. And the idea at the time was to buy it, fix it up, and sell it, and realize some kind of profit, and then we will be satisfied that we, you know, realize a better rate of return. Well, what happened is in 2009, once I finally had this property ready, it took me forever because of some of the obstacles that Julie had already pointed out. We put it up for sale, but 2009, nobody can buy a property because nobody can get a loan. And my friend, Travis Franklin, with Franklin Brokerage, told me that, well, congratulations, you've just become a landlord. I said, okay, how do I do that? So we very much got into being a landlord by accident, and started realizing the mailbox money, and all of a sudden we thought, hey, this isn't such a bad gig after all. We've got this asset that is spitting money at us, and all I have to do is walk across the street in my flip-flops and tank tops and get a check out of the mailbox.
So you've got the classic learning by doing, accidental landlord. Yeah. Did you do the repairs to the house yourself, or did you at least hire that out?
Well, a little bit of both. I worked down there quite a bit on more of the menial type tasks. There were an enormous amount of landscape projects.
Those are those high dollar tasks, right? That you're really adding value, Mr. Entrepreneur. Hey, well, the music's kicking on. We're going to head into a break. That's a great start to the show. Like I said, learning by doing some of the work yourself, accidental landlord. Classic stuff, though. Lots of people get started in this way. Now, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more of the story and hear how these guys have snowballed, speaking of snow. So stay tuned.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, I've got a couple of guests with me. This is the first in a two-part series. The second show will be later today, where I'll be bringing on a mentor at Lifestyles, the mentor that actually worked with these two guests. And these guests today then are mentees, I guess is the word. And so we started by hearing their story, and they've got some experience already. Mark and Julie were just telling us they picked up their first house at a tax sale or a tax auction, which is similar to a foreclosure, back in 2008. Got kind of stuck with the house due to the foreclosure crisis back then. Nobody could get financing, nobody could buy, and suddenly, welcome to the world of landlording. And that opened your eyes, right? That turned you guys on to a whole other leaf that you weren't even planning on. So what happened next, guys?
Well, I met the lady who owned the rental house next door. She was doing some renovations while I was doing renovations on the house that we had purchased. And she was just so kind and so open. And about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years later, after our purchase, and we were rolling right along, this house was producing consistent monthly income for us. And I called her up. I said, listen, would you ever be interested in selling that house next door? She said, no, but I do have one down the road a little bit. So I said, well, let me take a look. Well, sure enough, it was a pretty much a rent-ready house. And we had been saving up our lunch money, and I went ahead and purchased this house for cash. And it wasn't long before we had a renter in that. So then we had two rental incomes coming in every month. And I have the analogy that it's like chickens and eggs. You have your house is your chicken and your rent income is your egg. And if you gather up enough eggs, you can buy another chicken.
Yep.
So then you have another chicken to produce another egg. And that's kind of the trajectory we pursued. Now, I was still doing this just very much part-time. It was kind of a hobby, if you will. But because it was working, because it was producing, and because the mailbox money was increasing, you can probably identify and relate to the fact that, hey, this works. This is something that we like doing, and I see no reason why we can't expand this portfolio.
Yeah, so you bought the first one in 2008, saved up, and then bought the next one, looks like, what was that, 6 years later?
About 4 years later, I think.
4 years later?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, then when did you, how did the trajectory continue there?
Well, then, let's see, number three from her, I think, was the house next door. It was maybe 2 years after that. And then we started looking in another area. We started looking in the River Oaks area, and I ran across another real estate person, Brady Bridges, and we were able to pick up a couple houses in one purchase. We went to one closing, bought two houses. One of them was a duplex, and they were fixer-uppers very much, but we got them at such a low price, and I was starting to get the rhythm, and we had met a great, great resource for fixing up properties, Ray's Offers. And we were working with him, and we had a great partnership going. So when somebody would make a call, I would just hand it over to Ray. He'd go fix up the house, and down the road we would go. And we're still following along with that today. So it just started accelerating. And then I guess the big change for us happens when we started to hear about Lifestyles Unlimited.
Now, how did you hear about Lifestyles?
Well, the short version is listening to you and Mike
radio.
Harrison, listening to you, Mike Harrison, Al Gordon, Dale Walmsley, of course, and now I think David Rizzuto. We were just driving to church, listening to AM radio and running through the dials, and anything that was talking about real estate at that point got my attention. So I became more and more intrigued with it, and the concepts that were being laid out there just resonated so much with us because we were literally living it already. However, we didn't know what we didn't know. And
yeah.
there are, yeah, can, you want to talk about more about what we discovered there, Julie?
Well, yeah, I can go down that road. What was interesting is you were talking about the power of leverage. And what we did is every house we bought, we paid cash for.
Uh-huh.
And in our heads, we're going, well, how does that work? What is the benefit of leveraging versus paying for cash? Because we're highly non-debt people. And that's what we had been taught, and that's what we had lived for our entire marriage. So we were having a difficult time reconciling between the two. So when Mark mentioned, well, let's go see what they have to say, let's go to a meeting, I'll be honest, I was a little bit skeptical because mm-hmm. I go, there has to be a catch. They're missing something here because this, what we're doing, is working so well from us. So I think what Mark said, we didn't know what we didn't know was very applicable in this situation.
Sure.
We went to
You guys have been learning by doing, right? So you're learning
yeah.
along the way, talking to these resources that you've uncovered along the way, the neighbor, which, by the way, for the listener, you have to talk to people. You have to get out there. This is
yes.
a classic example of how you find real estate. You let people know what you're doing, and you ask the simple
yes.
question, can I buy your house? It's as easy as that. No, you can't, but I've got this one over here. So, guys, that is classic. That is gold right there. Julie, you were a little bit skeptical. Did you guys,
yeah.
where did you guys go to the free workshop, or what was your entry point there?
It was the free workshop that we went to, and we liked what we heard. So we said, okay, let's go to the 2-day and let's invest the time and let's see what they're going to present to us. And so a little over a year ago, I believe it was in November of 19, we went to our first 2-day, and we sat down, and we heard what David had to say, and it was a little revelatory, and I know that's a strong word, but it truly was, because my experience when you go into seminars is people talk around things. They don't give you solid information. They don't give you facts because they want you to buy into this and buy into that, and they're just trying to lead you on. What I found amazing is when you sat down, the facts were coming. They said, you can do this, you can do this. Have you thought about this? And it was just like a fire hose was opened up, and they were giving you information where you could literally walk out of that 2-day meeting and go buy a house. Or start looking at the multifamily properties. And the things that were being said, Mark and I would look at each other and go, oh my goodness, that makes perfect sense. It was all supported. And
it's a change of mindset to a degree, right? Like you said, you were embedded in that cash flow or that cash purchase
yes.
model, the Dave Ramsey model, I guess, for lack of a better word, which is no debt. But boy, you
yes.
can just go a lot farther. Right, you can propel that cash flow snowball that we call it. You described it, Mark, as the egg and the chicken and the eggs, right? Gathering those
right.
eggs. Well, you gather them a lot faster. That snowball starts to roll a lot faster when you use the leverage. Simply put, you know
it is
yeah.
because there's multiple ways to.
Go ahead. We got a little bit of time.
Oh, okay. I was saying because there's multiple ways to pull cash out of the deals that we did not understand before.
Yeah, it comes down to the equity side of it in particular,
yeah.
and. The more of those properties that you can amass, the more equity you have multiplying across the spectrum, debt
That's
or
the
not,
key.
Right? Yeah. All right,
yeah.
We've got just a couple seconds. We're going to head into a break, come back, and we're going to talk about what other lessons these guys learned along the way.
Austin's Talk 1370.
Back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're introducing the first of a two-part series, the mentor and the mentee, essentially, and we've got the mentees, those that have gone to a mentor with us today, Mark and Julie, and we're talking through their experience. They've got a lot of experience, had a lot of experience prior to joining Lifestyles just a little over a year ago. And I want to give out a website because Julie mentioned getting started or learning more, overcoming her skepticism, let's say, by going to the free workshop. And you can learn more about that and register if you go to Free Workshop Livestream. That's all written together, freeworkshoplivestream.com. We're doing those live online, which is a little bit easier. You can stay home, avoid driving in the messy weather out there today, and do that from the comfort of your house. But that's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Get over that skepticism if you have that. We'll talk a little bit later about the 2-day as well, and I'll give you a website for that. But Julie, that's what did it for you. Now, that was probably live and in person, wasn't it?
It was.
Back in the good old days.
Yeah.
And we'll come back to that. We'll absolutely come. But I'll tell you this, I think this online stuff has been a boon. It has allowed me to attend a lot more case studies because I'm able to see the folks in, say, San Antonio or Houston, and obviously you guys are here in my neck of the woods. Normally, I'd see you guys on the stage there at the Lifestyles offices. But now let's go back to what we were talking about in the last segment, which was some of the lessons you had learned. Your eyes were starting to be opened a little bit wider with what you're learning at Lifestyles. Can we hear maybe just a couple of things you learned prior to Lifestyles, just in your own progress, and then let's shift gears and see some of your takeaways from having joined Lifestyles and started with the mentoring program.
Sure. Well, first of all, I learned that doing it all yourself is not a good idea. It's better to get help, get to qualified help, and to have them help you restore the property. And like I said, we were very fortunate in having some of the relationships that we have now along the way. As far as operations is concerned, I have learned along the way that waiting for a good tenant is less expensive than removing a bad one.
Agreed. Yeah. Absolutely great. Great tip right there.
and that required tenant vetting is so very, very important. And there are lots of good people looking for good properties. And they're worth waiting for. And they're looking for you. And they are going to be a great, great tenant for you. But sometimes it doesn't happen immediately. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time. So those were two of my takeaways, just trying to do this kind of on the side. It wasn't, it hadn't really become a huge focus for us, but it started to become a huge focus for us because, you put your head down and before you know it, you rounded up enough chickens to have a whole chicken coop and they're spitting out lots of eggs at you, you know? So yeah. Then you've got tax things to think about, and you've got all kinds of concerns. It's like running a business, but it's really, really fun. And the restoration process for me is so rewarding that you can take something and make it very, very useful to people. I love the model at Lifestyles Unlimited, best product, best price. That makes all the sense in the world because you're attracting the right kind of clientele with that model.
And are you guys self-managing your portfolio, or where are you guys at with that?
We are still self-managing, 100%,
okay.
Yes.
So you've learned a lot of the lessons the hard way, like you mentioned, with vetting the tenant. This time of year, October, well, we've gotten through that big slow period, November, December, around the holidays. That you just gave the best tip in the world, which is be patient. Do not rush that. You'll find the right person. When you do, you're going to have a very long relationship. Now, you guys joined again back in late 2019 and started working with the mentors. What sort of things have they turned you on to or helped you learn? As you guys are very experienced. I mean, what were you up to portfolio-wise prior to coming to Lifestyles?
I think we had 8 at that time.
Yeah, that's a good, very good portfolio. Okay, so lots of experience, self-managing, giving, good advice already just on that basis. But once you joined as experienced investors, how has the mentoring helped you?
Helped quite a bit. We initially had a meeting with Rick Johnson after we first joined, and what it really did is it helped us to change our mindset, because our mindset, we were programmed a certain way. We're very debt averse people, but what we've learned along the way is debt is your friend when it's making you money, and debt is not your friend when you're spending money. But these are investments that are producing for you, so why not get more from that? So we met with Rick. We had some portfolio analysis done. We had some ideas brought into our – and it took us a while. It took us a while. It's like an ocean liner turning in the water. It takes some time to change your mindset and consider new possibilities. But then we we put a house for sale on the market this year, and we connected with Lori Fontenot. And I hope everybody tunes in later to listen to what she has to say. She is very, very good, not only with people, but explaining the process. She really helped us from a holistic point of view to look at our whole portfolio, get some new, better ideas on how to do what we were going to do. And we decided to sell a property, and this is our first introduction to the 1031 exchange process, which is a whole new tool for your tool belt that before this year we didn't even know existed. And Lori, with it, helped us through that whole process to understand it, helped us to get connected to Lou Ann Blau, who is, you know, fantastic, the Exchange Resource Group, and has become a good friend, too. And Lori is just so wonderful to talk to. It's not only just professional support, it's also just personal. It's just nice to be able to talk to somebody who's been down that road before and can help you ask the right questions.
Sure. She may have come from where you are, maybe from a slightly different place, but because she's in that mentoring role, she doesn't just work with Mark and Julie. She's working with a lot of people across the spectrum. So she's seeing and indirectly gaining experience from each and every one of those. So if she hadn't had that experience, she's probably dealt with it, right? So very pivotal there. It's just a way to, again, thinking of leverage, right, to leverage knowledge, essentially. So 1031 right. Exchange, that's a great topic. And you sold the house. You did the 1031 exchange process whereby you're basically deferring the, normally when you sell a property, you're going to pay a capital gains tax, right? If you've held it for any bit over a year. With the 1031 exchange, you're allowed to defer that gain or that tax on that gain, but then you have to roll those gains into a like kind, another type of investment property, essentially. So you sold, did the 1031 exchange. Have you gone through the process now of closing on the next deal out of that process?
Actually, it turned into two deals. This was amazing. We sold the house. Remember the lady we talked to next door in the first tax sale auction we bought? This was the first house we purchased after that tax sale auction house. And that's the one we sold this year. And we were cash-free on that thing, and it had appreciated so much over the years that we realized a significant amount of money when we sold the property. Now, since the 1031 exchange is a non-taxable event, we don't get taxed for that money. It just goes on the 1031 exchange, and then we have to deploy it to like-kind investments, as you had mentioned. So from that money, we purchased another five doors. We purchased a fourplex and another single-family house with the money on the 1031 exchange, and we had some boot money left over, which is great for us right now because our daughter's getting married and we need all the money we can get.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. So I have to look at the timeline here. So in about 10 to 11 years since you started in 08 or so, you picked up eight or nine doors pre-Lifestyles. Since joining, right, getting the education, getting the mentoring, learning about the 1031, in 1 year you've picked up an additional five doors.
Yes.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. And well, that's where, and, like you said, you don't know what you don't know. And if you don't know about things like the 1031 exchange, who to go to help you with that, because it's something you do have to have an agent on. You just don't know, right? You're just treading water, doing the same old thing, right?
Right. And there were other lessons learned, too, that we can get into that along that process, learning from Lori, that are very, very valuable.
Well, let's head into the break. We've got one more segment coming up. We'll talk about those lessons, so stay tuned. I've got a couple other questions for you as well.
Talk 1370, the right choice. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and thank you for listening today. We've got two great guests. We've got Mark and Julie. They joined Lifestyles late 2019 and have taken away a lot of lessons. These are experienced investors that had built up a considerable portfolio prior to joining, learned a lot of lessons the hard way, and have continued their learning progression. And Mark and Julie, on that note, I want to take off with what you closed the last segment on. What other lessons have you picked up from working with our mentors at Lifestyles?
Well, I mentioned 1031 exchange, which was gigantic for us. And we also learned about hard money lending, which wasn't anything that we were really familiar with. And it facilitated the transaction for the second transaction from our 1031 exchange process. And the short version of it is, because of Lori's counsel, she could qualify this purchase as a hard money candidate. We just put less money into the deal, and we're getting exactly the same, or if not more, returns out of the deal. And I didn't even know that this was possible prior to joining Lifestyles Unlimited. Other learnings, Julie and I were up in Wisconsin this year, and we did a mobile close on the sale of that property while we were watching leaves turn in Door County, Wisconsin.
Very nice. So,
you know, there we were in our bed and breakfast with the, you know, the smell of bacon and waffles in the air, and we just sold the property. So let's go drink cider and look at leaves now.
That's really cool. Lifestyle, right? Right there.
And I could go on and on, but passive multifamily, we didn't know about apartment syndications. We didn't know how it worked. We learned how they were valued. We learned the potency of them. We learned how they were producing from other people. So we've been able to participate in those as well. And we're extremely excited about the passive multifamily route as well.
So let's talk about that real quickly. Julie, you mentioned earlier, right? You guys initially, well, you caught the radio programs, then went to the free workshop to dispel that skepticism. And from there, joined the Financial Freedom Program. And as membership with that Financial Freedom Program, you go to the two-day seminar. And the two-day seminar essentially is the first day is devoted to single family, second day devoted solidly to, you know, 8 hours to multifamily. Now, when you guys came into this, you said, Mark, no multifamily on the radar, but you came away with quite a bit of information due to that 2 day. I want to give out the website where folks can go to learn more, because that's a key point, a key part of the education as well. If you go to financialfreedomlivestream.com, you can read about the benefits there. That also includes access to the vendor hub if you need help, you know, finding that general contractor and so on. But financialfreedomlivestream.com. And good news here is there's a 2-year membership, heavily discounted, $297. Use the promo code SAVEBIG, all written together, all capital letters. But that's the place to get started. So you guys, when you came in, you said multifamily not on the radar, focusing on single family. You said the potency. What's the potency of the apartments that really caught your attention there?
Well, just evaluation and how you make money with them. We learned about cap rates. We learned about what happens over time when you upgrade the units and provide better housing and are able to raise rents over time. I look at multi-tenant kind of like planting a tree, and you put your seed in the ground and you water it, and there's some waiting involved, but over time it can produce something very, very significant for you. And we're still learning about that process, but we like studying about it. We like learning, and we love the discovery about it. So the potency is really, as a passive, I just put the money in and I wait, and I get reports, and we get distributions over time, and then, you know, probably good cash out refinancing return at the end when we sell it.
So that lawn, that landscaping that you mentioned probably two segments earlier, you're not out there working on that apartment complex, are you?
No, we're looking at numbers, which is what we're trained to do, and just fascinated about the cause and effects of multi-tenant. And like I said, we're still learning about it.
Yeah, and it's worth noting with multifamily, you know, we always want to find deals that cash flow, but there's a lot of opportunity commonly in apartments, like you mentioned, to really pull a couple of different levers to cut expenses, to drive added revenues, and that affects your cash flow at the bottom line, which of course affects what you're collecting in your pocket with those dividends. But because it's valued differently than single family homes, which are based on comparable sales, apartments are based on that. The value is based on that bottom line cash flow. Well, if you can push that up, you drive the value. It's exponential, essentially.
Yes.
And that's great for wealth building.
No, it is. It's this wonderful leverage that you have in multi-tenant. It's just a whole new dimension to what you can earn in real estate investing.
Yeah. Julie, do you have anything else you'd add on lessons learned or any takeaways from the two-day?
Well, I think for lessons learned going through all of this over the years, I would just say think of what your end goal is and then attach a why to it. You want this, but why do you want it? You want to invest in real estate, but why? Because I think that why will help you work through the nerves, work through the uncertainty. And once you determine that and you decide to join a program like this, use the tools. Use the tools that are provided. There is a step-by-step list that can walk you through the process. We have the vendors with Lifestyle. You have the mentors. Use the mentors. Meet people. Talk to people. There are some incredible individuals who are members of this organization that we have talked to and we have learned quite a bit from. And it's just attaching your goals to the why and utilizing what is here.
I don't know if that's helpful. Absolutely. Well, no, it's a good point, because if you don't know why you're doing something, you may lack the motivation to push forward. We do a lot of shows on goal setting at this time of year. And one of the things you need to think about when you sit down and set your goals is understand it's not going to be smooth sailing, right? Who knew that the pandemic was just going to crater 2020? You need to expect hurdles, right? And that why is going to help you get over whatever those hurdles may be. Now, speaking of goals, you know, you guys have done a tremendous amount just in 1 year. I'm very impressed. Added 5 doors on the single family side, and then gotten into any number of multifamily passive deals. What are your future goals? What does the future hold for you guys?
Well, I think in terms of real estate, it's a combination of portfolio optimization as well as portfolio expansion. And by optimization, I mean looking even deeper into the current portfolio of single families that we have to see which ones may make sense to do further 1031 exchanges on and to get into more doors and utilize leverage better, more to our advantage. And in terms of portfolio expansion, we are still looking towards more passive multifamily deals and to expand in that direction and to learn more too. The discovery. And along the way, I want to learn really what's happening and how the numbers work and the cause and effect, because someday when there's a few less hands on my time, we too may consider being either an independent real estate owner in multifamily, smaller apartment, or perhaps even consider a lead. And there's some wonderful, wonderful lead investors at Lifestyles Unlimited that it's just so easy to support them, because you look at their track record. They're very approachable. You can talk to them, and you can learn so much just from having conversations with lead investors.
Yeah, and the ecosystem here, when you've invested with them, now when you go down that track yourself to become a lead, they're going to be there with a helping hand. You've got the access to the mentors on the single family side. Now you're using those. Well, you'll have access to the multifamily ones as well when you go that track. But those other investors out there, it's a wonderful network of helping hands, essentially. Last question for you guys, for the listener. You know, a lot of people have been listening. They're sitting on the fence. They're not taking action. What advice would you give them right now?
I think Julie nailed it. And attaching the why to what we're doing is very, very important to find your motivation for it. But I would also suggest, particularly with Lifestyles Unlimited, there is so many resources that you can tap into that are free. At lifestylesunlimited.com. They can listen to these podcasts. They can listen to these radio shows, pick up ideas. But I suggest they go to the free workshop, which is now online, because, well, number one, what do you have to lose? And number two, they may very well find out that what we found out was we didn't know what we didn't know. And now there are so many more power tools that are available to us that were not available to us before.
Yeah, great, great tip. Speaking of which, did you guys make it out to the expo last year in 2020 prior to the pandemic?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, great session. All right, that's also a good place. That's our Wealth and Passive Income Expo that is scheduled now for the last couple days of April as well as May 1st, 3 days. Also a great place for education. And if you become a Financial Freedom Program member, entry is free. I think it's $99 to get in, something like that. You can look at lifestylesunlimited.com to learn more. But so that's a great offset to that membership buy-in. So, hey, guys, we're gonna close this show. I do want to remind the listener we will have part two. I will be bringing on Mark and Julie's mentor, Lori. If you don't catch the show live on air, be sure to go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and you can catch that as a podcast. Mark and Julie, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of your experience and lessons learned. I really do appreciate it, and I think the listener does as well. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.